Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm your guest host and also talking a lot about A Journey into Mindfulness, and Christina Liu, the radio show producer, and Otto Loos, the forever co-host of Project Independence and You. We just, for the last half hour, we're speaking with the Nassau County Executive, Laura Curran, who's just really terrific and talking a lot about, you know, difficult stuff. I mean, it's certainly not easy being a leader in any capacity, in any type of government position during COVID.
And then in this world, I can't even.
Let alone on top of that, you know, with marijuana becoming potentially legal and all the things that, you know, come up with that. So really appreciate, but, you know, she did definitely put the light that we're going to be, you know, seeing parks open and some normalcy coming back.
And I just have to thank her. This is the third week in a row. And listen, we certainly know she's got quite the busy schedule. I mean, she's running around all the time. We see her everywhere. And the fact that it just shows how she cares about, you know, the residents, because this is the third week in a row she's come on our show, you know, to give these updates. And I think it's just a testament to our program that we're able to have, you know, up-to-date information that is great, because a lot of this is positive, moving in the right direction information, you know, and then I think it helped with people's mindfulness, you know, to hear these little tidbits that we will have a better summer, you know, than last summer and whatnot. So it gives you that little hope, which I think ties into mindfulness, certainly.
And that we can manage our summer a little bit
better too,
instead of controlling, because certainly for the people that are really into control, which is what we were speaking about before we were speaking with the county executive, is, you know, you can't control this COVID thing. I mean, it must really be complicated for people who are just used to doing and controlling and managing people's lives and that kind of a thing. So hopefully they've been able to let go of that.
Beck, don't look at me when you say that. Okay. No, absolutely. I think it's just, it's certainly something that was an adjustment, you know, and that's why I really do, in all seriousness, think that this topic is important all the time, but it's so even more important when you're in this, you know, pandemic time. I mean, it kind of smacked us all, you know, in the face, and even like brought up, you know, issues that you might have been dealing with, you know, prior to it, you know, but this was a really stressful, I mean, we've been in a stressful time, you know, when I sit back and think about, you know, just the pandemic. And then it was just all these offshoots of the pandemic, really, and how it affected people personally and family members, and not just with, you know, the illness itself, just all the, you know, outside things that kind of became in like a pressure cooker, you know, exploded. So it's just a lot. And that's why, you know, I think that, you know, when this is all said and done, and it will be, you know, it's just the after effects of things are really what I think, you know, we need to focus on and pay attention to, because I think a lot of people are going to have, you know, kind of like the battle scars of surviving, you know, this whole kind of world and just processing what in the heck just happened, you know?
Right. So the important thing, and you bring up a really good point, is, you know, how are we going to look at this going forward? Are we going to look at this like this is going to be tough? We are, you know, how nothing's going to be the same. Or can we look at it as kind of, you know, being more mindful? You know, how can you make it better? How can we turn it into, I mean, you know, it's, I don't want to say this positive, wonderful, incredible thing, but, you know, in a positive direction, instead of looking at the past. And, you know, I mean, listen, a lot of things did happen. You know, we had a lot of horrible things, people losing their jobs, family members, illness, you know, but, you know, things positive that were positive did happen. I think families were brought closer together, and, you know, we realized that we can get by with, you know, not all, you know, the materialistic things that we were just kind of going over the top with. Yeah. So maybe we can, you know, look at some of the positive things that did come out of it, and, you know, by no means, you know, kind of
I believe there's also things that have to be addressed with positive solutions that come out of this, all right? And mainly I'm thinking about there are many people that are hidden right now. They're in the house by themselves. I'll call them the wounded, if you will, in the war. And that's true of the people who have been in nursing homes for the last year. I think there's got to be a focus somewhere about those kinds of scenarios. How do you take the sting out of that as much as you can? And Project Independence tries, and, you know, with the social workers and the nurses making the phone calls and whatnot. But there's got to be other ways, like maybe technology has to be not of the type that I have to be the technical guru, but maybe, and it doesn't have to be Project Independence, but maybe somebody helps somebody set up a simple technology system that I can use. I can't use the word Alexa, but
you know, it's a whisper, so she doesn't hear.
She'll respond too.
She just went on. Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop.
I like how Otto did that.
I just say, Alexa, zip it. That's what I like.
Yeah. But my point being, these are people that really, 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 are hurt during this whole thing. Like last week, we had somebody on about macular degeneration. Since that show, I've heard there's a lot more people around with macular degeneration than I ever realized. All right. There are different levels of it, which really contributes to a homebound really having a problem, because now they become visually impaired. And if you lose your vision and you're in the house by yourself, now you got a real problem, that kind of thing. You know, how do we help people in those positions a little bit more than we do? You know, you can't visit the home. Maybe we got to figure out a way that you can visit the home.
Absolutely, Otto. I think you're right. There are a lot of
masks or whatever.
Yeah, there has to be, you know, because I know Otto and myself, you know, from the very beginning, you know, of this whole thing, we're talking about that because it was just the concept of all these people who were left to say, like, sorry, you're in the nursing home. Unfortunately, no family can visit you. Or, you know, it's just like, well, you know, it is what it is. You know, but I think Otto's so right that, you know, being put in this world. And like I said, obviously there was a lot, you know, we had to figure out, you know, quickly, you know, but it's these steps that I think need to be researched and figured out, because I know there has to be some kind, and I wish I had the exact answer, you know, but that has to be, you know, kind of altered to figure out so that these people, because that is really the worst part, are the people that were just, you know, kind of been like, sorry, no one can see you. You are, and you're the most vulnerable in reality, you know? So it's just, it was a very difficult thing, but I think that that's something going forward that really needs to be looked at, you know, in a bigger sense, because.
Well, you can die by yourself. Which
Cause that's, I mean, I can't even, cause that was just the most, you know, heartbreaking thing.
I think hopefully something, and I'm not sure, you know, we don't have the magic answers. There's obviously got to be some organized effort to come out of it. Like you said, the positives. Zoom is definitely a positive. There's no question about it.
Right.
We couldn't be doing what we're doing right now if that didn't really develop and come out of it. But there are people who, like this macular degeneration, again, they can't see the screen, they can't see the keyboard, they can't see the phone. You know, they can't read, you know, so now what? Okay. As an example, you can't visit the people in a nursing home because you can't be in person. Well, maybe we got to have a way to be in person.
No, I agree. You know, especially, you know, we're all always saying this whole thing, you know, we're all in this together, you know, but what about the person that can't, you know, really be in it? And I think that that's something that I hope. And I think, like, it's certainly, you know, we know in Project Independence, obviously, it's something that we talk about all the time. And I, you know, in a bigger sense, obviously, is where these things can really change and be more connected, you know, and I hope that that's something that will certainly come out. Because even for the fact of, yes, it's super helpful in a pandemic, you know, to have these technology things, but it's also good for the person who is just living alone in general, you know, to kind of have this new world of being it. And, you know, Otto and myself were talking offline about, you know, people with low vision problems and what kind of services are out there for them to use this kind of, you know, thing, if it's not the same kind of thing, if there's a different, you know, modification or whatnot. So I think these are all important things to make everyone feel, you know, a part of it and a unit going forward. So.
Yeah. You know, it's I like something will have to come out of it. I mean, it's probably always been the toughest nut to crack.
Yeah.
You know, isolated seniors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then again, you know, because of COVID, we've had active seniors mm-hmm. who
now
have also become isolated.
Yeah.
So, you know, for the first time in their, you know, senior lives, you know, we have very active seniors and some of them don't drive,
yeah.
you know, and they rely on, you know, public transportation or anything else. I mean, you know, of course, Project Independence, we have our food shopping and medical visits, but, you know, there's also the social component to their lives and visiting family members. So, you know, I think that, you know, there's going to be a lot, I hate to say it this way, but I think there's going to be a lot of PTSD.
Yeah, 100%.
So we need to prepare for that yeah. in for every generation. You know, what you know, some young person who is experiencing this, you know,
yeah.
is
no, because I think
hysterical.
It affected people, you know, because unfortunately, I clearly think about these things more often than I probably should. But, you know, it's just how it's affected people, you know, and I think that there's people who aren't even fully aware of how it affected them. You know, like it's, you know, obviously I'm constantly thinking about, you know, all these things, but it's, you know, it's the people that has just shocked, you know, and I sit back and I look at all the things that have happened during this time. And like I'm saying, it's not even just, you know, people who have gotten the virus. It's really like the people who have just been affected just emotionally, and you can't really deal with anything properly because we're in this weird time, you know, so it's just a lot to take in, you know, for everyone. So it's definitely, I think the mental health component really needs to be stepped up, you know, and to be, you know, put at the forefront of this because, you know, all along we've been saying that frankly to me is just as important as, you know, your, you know, physical, you know, health. Certainly it's the mental health that I think is just as, it's all part of that kind of picture of things. So you just have to call back for mindfulness tips, guys. I think we'll just
absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. And also Project Independence has always been in the forefront anyway.
Yes.
So we have social workers. People can certainly call. We continue with our advisory groups, you know, that should be, you know, maybe something we talk about down the road is, you know, what do we do when everything is quote unquote, you know, as normal as it can be and people are, you know, kind of suffering from the experience.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I was even thinking, you know, we've been back at work now for a while, you know, a bunch of us. So, you know, which I'm happy about to start with, because I'm kind of got, you know, my groove, you know, it's not, you know, I think about myself, you know, I'm a young person, but we were remote for so long, you know, and just the idea of like going back into an office, you had to kind of like readjust your whole way of thinking. Cause you've been, you know, for how long were you home, Beck? 6 months? I don't even know how long.
Yeah. Oh, 6 months solid.
You know, and it's just, so like to get used to, so I think about the people who even more so, you know, have really been isolated. I mean, like, look what you were saying about your mom, you know, it's like stepping into a grocery store, you know, is like an adjustment, you know,
right.
So it's like these things that you kind of did with at the drop of a hat, you know, now become more of a thing. And I think that the person too, or rightfully so, certain people had to kind of really shelter themselves, you know, it's affects you, you know, because mm-hmm. you forget these kind of basic skills. You know, I was just watching a show the other day with people at a restaurant and they were like, I don't even remember how to like order food, like at a restaurant, you know? So it's all these little things, but I mean, especially for the person right. who really has been completely, you know, for the most part isolated, you know?
Well, I think part of that also is that, that person now, and you use your mother as an example, probably, has had less movement as a result of that.
Right.
You know, she hasn't gone out to the store or a restaurant or whatever. And even that may not be big, but it's a little bit of exercise as opposed to being in your house all the time.
Where- I just have to give a shout out to my mom because she actually has been exercising every day. She just walks in the backyard and she really, I think like in terms of her fitness, she committed to it. She was afraid.
But that's important.
Sedentary.
But that's important. So I think that, you know, it could have went, you know, it went one or, and I've seen that, you know, obviously, I mean, we all laugh about gaining quarantine weight, you right. know, that's always like the running joke, you know, but then I think there's the other people too, that have been, you know, just to get your immune system going and stuff, trying to do, listen, I certainly have been walking more than normal, you know, what else was I really going to do? You know, so it was like a nice little breather, you know, to do that during the whole pandemic, you know. So I think like it certainly could have gone, you know, either way, you know, for people. So
right. Mm-hmm. So like how could one be mindful in this situation? Like if we were to say, you know, if you like sitting around your house and you're like, this stink, you know, oh my God, when's it? You know what? You're right. It is. We are all in a unfortunate situation. It is unfair. But this is our hand right now. You know, how can we make it better? You know, it's like kind of just accept the routine. You know, my friend Mike, he's a, you know, he's a health coach. He coaches people. And he, you know, one of the things he talks about is every day have a journal for yourself. Write down what you're going to do every day. You know, have a guide, you know, let that guide kind of, you know, and stick to it. You know, even if it's like you're going to put down, wake up in the morning, you know, have breakfast, do your dishes, do a little exercise. Maybe you're going to watch a show, you know.
I agree 1,000%. If you don't have a purpose or identify something when you wake up, you're going to wake up and you're going to say, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
And I'll have a lot of people, unfortunately, that tell me they're bored, very bored. I haven't had that problem. I'm lucky. But I could see how it could happen if you don't identify things to do. You know, you're going to be bored. There's no doubt about it, and that's not good.
Yeah, and I think it's hard because, you know, like we said, the mental health component goes, and a lot of people got sunk into a depression. This thing, so it makes it harder for you to kind of, you know, get that motivation. So it's all, you know, connected.
Right. All right. Well, we have to go to break. We'll be right back with Project Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio.